This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I told you I was going to tell you about a snacking strategy.
Yes.
That a big snack manufacturer has got going on.
What is it?
Well, first of all, did you know that the spending on snacks has gone up like billions of dollars in the last couple of years?
I know it has. And I know that they're constantly trying to get you to eat more. I'd watched something on it about, I forget exactly what it was, but there's something in them that when you eat, like it's, that food stays in your gut and it makes you, it doesn't fill you up, whatever the chemical they use.
Well, what Mondelez, who is the manufacturer of a lot of the snacks that we eat, you know, all these, you know, Oreos and Triscuits and, you know, Wheat Thins.
They
make all those. They've got a big facility right down the road here. And they have launched three divisions to investigate how to get us to get into more snacks. See, the thing is, the spending on snacks, it's not that we're buying all these different snacks. We're spending more on the snacks. Have you noticed that anything that's at all marketed to you to be somewhat healthy is expensive?
Sure.
So that's where everybody's going. Those Belvita breakfast bars and biscuit things they sell.
Yes.
Those things went crazy. They say they're selling like wildfire.
I don't know why, but I like the Kind breakfast bars. And for some reason, there's like minimal ingredients. They're relatively, I mean, they're good for you. And it's like $2.50. I don't know why. And you look at everything else, other granola bars, $5. I mean, double the price. And it's just, it's fake stuff.
So what they've done is, get this line. I love corporate America. I love the corporate world. A more holistic view of consumer snacking behavior is to sharpen brand positioning in clear demand spaces.
I hate these trigger keywords that they have.
So anyway, they've got these three different, they're like three big committees.
Yeah.
Okay. And their job is to determine what they can do to increase even more the snack sales, because that's their growth area.
Sure.
Snack stuff's their growth area. See, I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't have thought that that the growth area would have been in this junk like that. I wouldn't have thought that.
People like the on-the-go thing.
You're right. And when I thought about it, I thought, that's right. It's stuff they can take in the car. It's stuff they can eat while they're going somewhere. Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's got to go.
And they assume that it's better than fast food.
Yeah, they do. But a lot of times, as you know, reading ingredient labels is very confusing and very deceiving.
And you have to abide by their serving size, which is never happens.
Their whole thing is snacking made right. That's their new tagline and the whole thing that they're going into this thing. And you notice how they've got all these new versions of Oreos. There's all these different flavors. Mm-hmm. You got the thin Oreos. You got the regular Oreos. You got the double stuff Oreos. You got the mega stuff Oreos.
And they have those lemon ones that look so good.
The lemon ones. I haven't seen the lemon ones. That sounds delicious. You love lemon stuff.
I do love lemon stuff.
You like lemon cookies.
I like lemon cookies, lemon cake.
Lemon pie.
Walmart has. I like lemon meringue. I don't like lemon meringue pie. I don't like if it's like a custard.
Well, if you had a husband, you'd go home and make some. You missed it earlier.
Somebody only said, if I had a husband.
She's wasting her time doing all this cooking because she doesn't have a husband.
Yeah, what a waste.
Why are you eating that stuff?
Food's not for females.
Silly female.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.